All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Crypto Sense Podcast. This is Carlton CO2 Owens. I missed you guys yesterday. I was actually in the midst of doing some traveling for business, and I wasn't able to rap with you all about things that are happening with, cryptocurrency and everything else. But hopefully you've had a fantastic weekend. You know, I know it's Wednesday now, and since I missed you yesterday, and I released the show with Joshua Bent of Econics Talks on Monday, I still feel like it's pretty early in the week, and so I'm a little bit thrown off with the different times and time zones and what have you. But anyhow, welcome back. Let's pay a few bills. First, let's thank CoinSeed, the app that allows you to invest in cryptocurrency all by using your pocket change. Of course, you already heard the ad drop for Anchor, who's also a sponsor of the show. If you're out there and you want to get into podcasting, whether it's a passion of you, what you're doing or what you're thinking, or it's something that you maybe can add to be able to better market your business, I highly recommend you check out Anchor, because Anchor is the truth. It allows you to be able to do so much. So just want to shout them out one more time. But getting back to CoinSeed, I get excited so much about CoinSeed, especially with their crypto cash back, because every time I'm spending money at so many different retailers that's a part of their crypto cash back program, I get these alerts that I've got free crypto here and free crypto there. So check it out. Make sure that you get plugged in if you haven't already. And Crypto Apparel is the flyest cryptocurrency clothing out in the business. Go to wearencrypted.com. That's W-E-A-R encrypted.com. And you'll be on your way as well to staying fresh and fly with cryptocurrency. All right. Also, when you go there, just throw in Crypto Sense, all one word, and get 10% off on your next purchase. Okay. The link's in the show notes. Also, you guys, you have the ability to also sponsor the show, or will at least show your appreciation by supporting the show with your dollars. You're already supporting the shows with your ears, but you can now support the show with your pocketbook. So go to the home page, my home page on Anchor, click the support button, or if you're not listening to me via Anchor, you can click the last link in the show notes, and it'll take you to a place where you can actually support the show. So, all right. So anyhow, we're going to get into this. Segment two is coming right up. Interesting stuff. It's almost like a little bit of a carryover of what we talked about last week. So I'll share more with you. There's an article. Shout out to Will. He sent me an article on WhatsApp that I wanted to talk about that kind of ties into what we've already been discussing when it comes to cold storage and having offline wallets. So hold tight, don't move a muscle. All right, guys, welcome back to segment two. So if you haven't been following the show for the past week or so, last week we did almost like a three-part series about cold storage. We gave a definition of what it is. We looked at some current events around cold storage, i.e. offline wallets. And then we even talked about a wallet that's an offline wallet, cold storage wallet, that seems to be pretty good. And we put some links in the show notes as to how you can buy one. So today, and we left that, and then we decided to come back really kind of today to talk a little bit more about it, but in a unique way. Shout out to Will. Will Gaines sent me over an article dealing with over $1 billion, and this is something I didn't know. $1 billion worth of currency was actually been hacked. There's two groups that have been responsible for all the hacking that has been taking place in these cryptocurrency exchanges, where cryptocurrency is being stolen out of these different exchanges. So there's two groups that's been doing all that. And so the reason why I wanted to talk about it was there's a few things that I wanted to talk about. One, the first thing I want to talk about is, imagine cryptocurrency, this whole industry of cryptocurrency being very symbolic, similar, probably the better word, to when they used to have banks in the olden days, and you would have these bank robbers would come in, ride in on their horses, and they would find these creative ways to steal the money. Because in those days, the security features, the things that was necessary to secure and safeguard banks, it was very difficult to do so. So you had these bandits that were able to come in, especially in the West. And I'm right now talking about the United States, in the West Coast, or the Western regions of the United States, where there was less populated areas. You had these bank robbers had the ability, like Billy the Kid and some of these other ones. They literally would run in there, grab the money, and that was what they did. They just knocked off or knocked over these different banks. And so, in a lot of ways, listening to these stories and reading these articles about these hackers breaking in and taking people's cryptocurrency is very reminiscent of early day bank robbery. And the reason why I like to make this comparison is, if you think about it, cryptocurrency is just like those new banks that are starting up. Or cryptocurrency exchanges, at least, are just like those new banks that are starting up. It's we're in the wild, wild west of cryptocurrency economies. So right now, things are even more susceptible. Now, granted, I'm not talking about the cryptocurrency itself, because we all know that blockchain is designed in a way to make it extremely unhackable when it comes to just the transfers and just the movement of the currency. But where the most hackability is, if that's a word, is taking place at where the currencies are sitting, the wallets that they're sitting in, the places that they're sitting in. So let's get to segment two, and I'll break down why this is a big deal. All right, so we're back with segment three. I said segment two, but it's segment three. So just picking up on the conversation, cryptocurrency is such a brand new economy, and the infrastructures around protecting it are so, they're secure to a certain extent, but to a very sophisticated, let's just call them bank robbers, you know, this is still a lot of work to be done. So if you think about it, cryptocurrency exchanges are very reminiscent to the banks in the wild, wild west days of America, where you had, you know, these Billy the Kid type robbers that was very sophisticated for their time to be able to rob these banks and hit them and hit these soft target banks. And so this is why we're going to start seeing more technology that's going to be put in place to shore up these security issues around these exchanges, but also even more so around the wallets, the online wallets in particular, that are interfacing with these exchanges. And of course, we know with offline how difficult it is for that to be hacked, because, you know, a hacker can't hack something that's not connected to the internet. So this just hallmarks even more the importance of, if you're going to be making trades and you're going to be doing deals on the exchange, that you, and if you're not doing any deals and you have the attitude that you're not going to be trading with that money that you have on the exchange, you need to just pull it out of the exchange just to help mitigate, you know, any risk of hacking. hacking these exchanges. And so I think this article just hallmarks how there's just really two groups that are doing all of the hacking. Well, at least a large bulk of the hacking, close to $1 billion worth of hacking is taking place between these two groups. The interesting thing about the article as well is that they talked about the groups and their intent. There's one group that seems to have an intent that's non-monetary. I guess when they say non-monetary, I guess they're just trying to prove a point that, you know, even something like cryptocurrency that touts this touts and boasts this idea of not being hackable, it's still subject to some level of hackability when it comes to the location where we hold these cryptocurrencies. And so maybe they're just trying to, you know, get the community. It's either one or two things that I'm thinking. They're trying to get this larger community to realize that cryptocurrency still needs security, or they're trying to use this to try to dismantle the whole cryptocurrency concept, and they're more pro centralization of money. Those are the two things that I imagine that is probably why they're doing this. The other folks, though, they've already said, hey, you know, we about this bread. We about the money. We got to get to the money. And what has happened, too, is they take that money and they launder that money into other exchanges. Now, isn't that funny? They hack into the exchanges to be able to get money out of, get cryptocurrency out of people's accounts. Then they take the same currency and then put it into other exchanges as a way to be able to kind of wash the money or launder the money. They also have, they've pulled out maybe about 11% of the transactions have gone out in the form of them just cashing it out as well. So I'll put the link in the show notes of the article. I thought it was pretty cool, and it really ties into what we already talked about last week, which was this idea of, you know, being able to protect your money on these exchanges or off these exchanges. And so just a really, really cool read. Make sure you guys follow us and continue to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, we're just really excited about the rest of the year. February is on its way. And we're just gearing up, trying to get ready for some more interviews as well. I had some scheduled, but we haven't been able to get our schedules really tightened up. So hopefully you guys enjoyed the Joshua Bent interview, which was Monday. And we'll have some more that'll be coming on deck pretty soon. So hold tight. So until next time, holla back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.